Hello, humans of Instagram. Hi. Okay, so I've been going live a few times this week. Sorry, family members barging in. Okay, so I want to do a quick live to talk about what I believe is the number one most ingredient. What? The number one most important ingredient in copywriting that I think almost nobody talks about. And let me just come out and say it. It's this. It's hi. Okay, the number one most important ingredient in copywriting is enjoying being with your audience. Enjoying being with your readers, whether it's people on your social media platform, people who are receiving your emails, enjoying their company. This is everything. I have heard parenting experts say, I'm not a parenting expert, but I heard parenting experts say the most important thing you can do for your kid, the healthiest thing that you can do for your kid, is to genuinely enjoy them as human beings. And I think that's one of the things that works so well in my marriage, at least so far, is that I genuinely enjoy my partner's company. And copywriting is about building relationships. It's about inviting people into aligned, mutually joyful, mutually satisfying relationships and building community that way. So how can you hope to build these beautiful relationships if you're not enjoying the people that you're with? And let me say, to be sure, this is not easy because relationships are not easy. If they were, let's just say, if relationships were easy, we would all be living in a very different world, right? But you know, it can be, especially when you're starting out, it can be hard to feel like you're talking to people that you're enjoying being with, when you're not even really sure who's out there and who's paying attention and who is with you. And that's when it becomes really important to enjoy being in your own creative, expressive space. Because when you are enjoying being in your own creative, expressive space, even if it's just you and yourself, that creates a culture, that creates an air, that creates an energetic setup that attracts other people who would enjoy being with you and whom you would enjoy being with. Tons and tons of people who ask me questions about copy, the unspoken, like the thing that they're not even aware of, the thing that they don't even register as a problem, is that they are not necessarily enjoying the people that they're writing to and for, and it's somebody that they have to write. They feel obligated to write to that person. They feel like there's a right way to write to that person. They feel like people are out there with their arms crossed, like looking at them and judging them, at best and at worst being annoyed by them, right? And all of these subtle dynamics, when you are not enjoying the people that you're talking to, it shows up as, you know, it shows up in a way where people mistake them for technical problems. Like, how do I write these invitations? How do I talk about my thing? These feel like technical copy problems, but they really come from the fact that you don't feel safe being with the people that you imagine you're with when you're writing. When you feel really safe with someone or multiple someones, you don't feel, you're not gripped by the fear of not being perfect. You're not gripped by the fear of coming across a certain way or annoying them, right? You just show up and that's enough. And here's one thing that people have in common who write successful copy for in a way that they can sustain over a period of time, is that they enjoy the space that they have created with the people that they're talking to. So if you're listening to this and if you're like, if you think I really enjoy the people that I'm writing to, perfect, keep going. And if you're like, I'm not sure that I enjoy the people that I'm writing to, I'm not even really sure what that means, ask yourself why. What about it? What about them don't you enjoy? You know, what about their company don't you enjoy? And ask yourself, if it all gets to depend on you, if you get to call in whoever you want to call in, if you get to be in the space, if you get to share a space with whoever you want, you know, there's 8 billion people in the world and you have your, you know, little corner of the internet and you get to call in whoever. Who do you want to call in whose presence you would enjoy? For whom it would be effortless for you to show up for and to hang out with, because you get to call in those people. But first, before you call them in, you have to be sure for yourself, like, this is what these people are like, right? And I don't mean that it's an overnight thing, it's an instant thing. The minute you define it, you know, the minute they come, you know, it usually is a process where of like, you know, eventually, you know, slowly but surely filtering out the wrong people and inviting in the right people. And it also takes practice, it also takes muscle to kind of, you know, sort of radiate out a clear message of this is who I am and this is who I want to spend time with. That takes internal muscles, but that's the kind of thing that creates a world around you, in your corner of the internet of allies, of supporters, of fans. If not any of that, then just friends, people who see you, people who get you, people who love when you show up, people who just delight in your being and all in all of your creative expressions. If you insist, these are the people that I want to be around because these are the people whose company I enjoy, and keep speaking to them, they will come. And until you do that, so many things are going to happen that feel like you have to take another business course, you have to take another copywriting course in order to solve, but they will be relationship problems, not technical business problems. Lori, I delight in your being too, very much. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I hope that made sense. I'll drop in with some more copy nuggets later. As you can tell, if you've been listening to me, or if you're listening to me now, copy issues aren't really copy issues. Mostly they're relationship issues. Mostly they're your relationship with yourself issues. And they are like how safe you feel in your own nervous system issues. Once those things get taken care of, like, you have creativity inside you. You have brilliance inside you that I could never attempt to teach you how to be creative and how to be compelling in a way that would measure up to what's already inside you. The best I could do for you, right? I consider myself like I'm pretty great at copywriting. I'm pretty good at wordsmithing. Like, I'm pretty confident about that. And the best that I could write for you if you hired me to be your copywriter would not be 1/100th as good as what you could write for yourself. Because at best, I would be trying my best to sound like your brilliance and your creativity. But how could my approximation of that be as good as the real thing, right? So I see my role as, you know, if I'm being a copywriting teacher, isn't to teach you the right way to write, but to teach you how to kind of get rid of the layers of things that are in between you and you, just expressing yourself in the way that feels most true to you. Of course, there are some principles of effective communication, right, that are useful to know, that you can use as tools, right? But they're just tools. They're not the magic, right? If you're a sculptor, I just realized that I have no idea what you call any of the tools of a sculptor. The things that you, whatever, hammer and whatever the fuck you sculpt with, those tools are not the magic, right? The sculptor's brain and their skill and their vision is the magic, right? So same goes for you. Okay, I'm really gonna go now. I have to take my kid out. That's like my life every day. Okay, bye.